ZLK Mobile. N4ZLK. ZLK, KR4ACR.
Evening, Terry. KR4ACR, N4ZLK. Did you have a good day, a good week?
It's been about 3 weeks that have been absolutely insane for the amount of people that we've had out and that kind of thing. But anyway, I was just going to speak to you. I tried you earlier because I saw a UPS truck, but probably wasn't you. He was getting on 385 off of Pleasantburg Drive.
Trying to think who that might be unless they were on, well, might be Zondra. Yeah, I work on the Donaldson Center, Easley, Piedmont side.
Well, that's what I thought, but he or she, whatever, was turning on 385 in front of me, and I hollered, and nobody answered. And then I got a phone call and got distracted.
Saw them coming in when I was pulling out, headed home. It would have made sense. There's not very many of us that work in the daytime, unless you see on the interstate. Now, they're running all up and down the interstate all the time between Charlotte, Greensboro, and Atlanta. But around town, there's only five of us.
Anyway, I figured you were on the other side anyway. That's what made me think about it again.
Am I easily this week?
Did I get, well, no, I was in the box truck, but I didn't go to that this week, but I did go to Seneca today.
People out, how many employees are there working with you or for you, whatever they do?
All total, there's about 30 of them.
What's the name of the business again? I think you probably told me, I just forgot it.
Well, it's two companies, and he still runs them separate. One of them's Professional Express, and that's what's on the box trucks. But the one that I used to have was Carolina Express.
Well, I've seen Professional Express. I know I've seen that sign. I feel like I would have seen Carolina Express, too, but there's been a lot of them come and go through the years.
Well, when I had the Carolina Express trucks, I had the name all over all three sides of the box, but he only has it on the door.
Eye out. Anyway, but do you work any weekends or are you off?
Well, I'm not supposed to. My phone rings, let's put it that way, which necessitates me getting involved in stuff that I shouldn't have to.
Every once in a while, my phone will ring, and if I see my boss's name, I know he really, well, he's either got extra work or, he's supposed to do it by seniority. He's supposed to start at the top and call down, you know, give them an opportunity. There's not a lot of people ahead of me anymore, but it depends on what it is, and if I've got time. If it's something on Sunday, sometimes I'll take it because it's double time.
I didn't think about that.
This has been a few years ago, but he called me one Sunday afternoon. We had lunch with some friends at a friend's house. It was about 3:30. He said, "You want to work tonight?" I said, "What do you have?" And he said, "Greensboro's backed up. There's a big snowstorm up north." And he said, "Go to Greensboro, take an empty, and bring back whatever they send you." I said, "Okay." So I started about 6, drove up there. They gave me a trailer, wrote the number down. I got there, found the trailer, checked the seal, said Chicago to Greenville, South Carolina. So I pulled it back. They opened it up in the morning. It was supposed to go to New England somewhere. So they had to pay somebody else to drive it back up there the next day.
You too, right?
My fault. I pulled the number they gave me, and the seal control on it was just mislabeled, so it wasn't my fault at all.
Well, and I don't do much, but, I mean, that's the time that I have to do the grass, and I've got one guy that I help with computer stuff, and I don't know. I thought he was wanting something tomorrow, but I haven't heard from him yet, so I don't know about that.
I'll pass the work on if they have something. Usually it's more around during the Christmas holidays where we have all that extra stuff, but it happens every once in a while.
my phone rings for this job on the weekend, I don't get anything for it, but sometimes I still have to be involved.
My boss, you know, all those guys in management, they're on the call 24 hours a day. So when I punch out, I don't even have to answer my phone if I don't want to. There's no requirement there.
The actual phone comes through a cell phone, so we don't actually even have a office phone. It comes through the cell phone that I have. So for the most part, I don't get any calls, but there's a couple of customers that we do 7 days a week for, and there are times where that pops up for some strange reason. I'm not really the one they're supposed to call, but sometimes I have to facilitate it getting worked out.
Customer that's calling for work like that, kind of want to take care of it because you don't want to lose them.
Yeah, well, like I say, it just sometimes it's easier to just go ahead and do it and be done with it.
Time to move on up in on your license plate. I'm not sure what you have, but have you gotten into any HF work yet?
I have general, but I haven't even bought an HF radio, and I'm close to being ready to take the test for extra. But I don't know if I need to take that or not, but I've been studying it for a long time.
You, when you're that close, I would just get it and take care of it. I still haven't gone to extra, and I took a long time to move up to general just because of time-wise, I didn't have any time to, after coming home and kids were young, didn't really have a place to put any radios, so I just basically stayed on the VHF. In the vehicle for a long time.
Well, you know, once I started studying, I've just kept studying, and I'm pretty close on the last one, but I just haven't set up for doing that yet, but yeah, I'm close, probably.
In this hobby is to go ahead and upgrade, because apparently there's a lot of DX that's down in the extra portion of the band that is easier to get. So there's a lot more opportunities some of the further out stations.
I also live in a HOA, so there's that challenge to figure out too. So I just haven't, you know, and like I say, it's kind of like you said, I'm down, you just stop.
It's a hobby, it's not a lifestyle. So it's something you can have, you can do the rest of your life.
Close to my house, and the radio is going to start breaking up until I get on the base in the house, so I'm going to let you go, but I just wanted to speak to you, and hope you had a good week. Hope you have a good weekend. This is KR4ACR. We'll be clear with N4ZLK.
Paul, nice to hear you, and hope you have a great weekend and can relax. We'll talk again. KR4ACR, N4ZLK Mobile.